panning. A deep dive into the enigmatic forehead bone amulet. Panning, a mystical and enigmatic talisman, is deeply entrenched within the tapestry of Thai spiritualism and ancient occult practices. Made from the human forehead bone, the panning is believed to embody potent spiritual energies. The lore surrounding this amulet is rich with tales of spiritual awakening, protection, and the harnessing of ethereal energies. This piece delves into the intriguing history, the mystical properties, and the diverse uses and benefits of the panning, with particular emphasis on the energies contained in the forehead bone. Dating back to antiquity, the panning emerges from a melting pot of animism, shamanism, and ancient spiritual beliefs prevalent in Southeast Asia. The tribal shamans and spiritual practitioners of yore believed that human remains, particularly bones, harbored powerful spiritual energies. Among bones, the forehead bone was deemed supremely powerful. This can be linked to the ancient concept of the third eye, associated with spiritual awakening, which is believed to be located in the forehead. Energies of the forehead bone. The forehead bone, being believed to be the seat of the third eye, is considered the nexus of spiritual energies. When a person engages in spiritual practices, such as meditation, it is believed that these energies become highly concentrated in the forehead region. In cases where the forehead bone is taken from individuals who were spiritual practitioners, it is believed to be especially potent. Channeling energies to the wearer. The panning is said to serve as a conduit through which these energies can be channeled to the wearer. To effectively harness these energies, the wearer must align their own energies with those contained in the panning. This can be achieved through meditation and focused intention. When a person wears a panning and meditates, they are believed to be able to tap into the spiritual energies contained within the amulet. Through concentration on the third eye area, these energies are believed to be channeled into the wearer's own energy system. This can lead to heightened intuition, increased awareness, and a deeper connection to spiritual realms. Adept practitioners claim that by consistently aligning with the energies of the panning, they can receive guidance from the spiritual entities associated with the amulet. This guidance can manifest as intuitive insights, visions, or even direct communication with spirits. Benefits and uses. Spiritual guidance. Those who are able to successfully channel the energies of the panning may receive spiritual guidance and wisdom. This guidance can be integral in making life decisions or in spiritual development. Attraction and influence. The energies contained in the panning are believed to grant the wearer a magnetic aura. This can attract positive circumstances, wealth, and even affection from others. Protection. Panning is also believed to offer protection against negative energies and spiritual harm. Healing. Some individuals have reported experiencing emotional and physical healing through the energies of the panning. Dispelling misconceptions. Panning and ancient wisdom. It is crucial to dispel the common misconception that panning is associated with black magic or malevolent practices. The use of the forehead bone in crafting panning amulets originates from a profound and ancient understanding. In traditional beliefs, the forehead bone, particularly of a deceased spiritual master or monk, is considered to be imbued with accumulated wisdom and concentrated spiritual energy. These energies and wisdom can be channeled and bestowed upon the wearer, especially during meditation, serving as a guide and protector. However, it is imperative to understand the distinction between traditional practices and some modern adaptations. In ancient times, the crafting of panning was steeped in reverence and was conducted with specific intentions and under particular circumstances. The forehead bone of a spiritual master was considered sacred and was used to create an amulet that would serve as a spiritual guide. Contrastingly, in contemporary times, some Ajarns, spiritual teachers, may have misconstrued or commercialized this ancient practice. They might create panning amulets from any skull they can obtain, often without discernment or understanding of the traditional significance. As these amulets become commodities with high price tags due to their rarity, the sacred aspect of the practice may be overshadowed. Such panning amulets, especially when created without the traditional wisdom and reverence, might not possess the efficacies one might expect. Worse yet, if created from skulls with no spiritual background or with negative energies, they could even bring misfortune or negative influences to the wearer. Therefore, it is essential for individuals interested in panning to approach this practice with discernment and respect for the traditional wisdom. Understanding the origins and intentions behind the creation of a panning amulet is key to ensuring that it aligns with the positive aspects of this ancient practice. Alternatives to traditional panning. Acknowledging the ethical concerns surrounding the use of human remains, alternatives to traditional panning have emerged. Nowadays, panning amulets made of clay, wood, or metal are available. These materials are often inscribed with ancient scripts and consecrated through rituals, symbolizing the panning concept without the use of human bones. However, many practitioners and believers assert that the efficacies of these alternatives are different from the traditional panning made from human bones. They believe that while the alternative materials can be imbued with spiritual energies through consecration rituals, they may not possess the same inherent spiritual energies that are believed to reside in the human forehead bone. The choice between using traditional panning or the alternatives is often influenced by individual beliefs, ethical considerations, and legal regulations. It is essential for individuals to make informed and conscientious decisions regarding the type of panning they choose to use. Panning, with its enigmatic history and spiritual significance, continues to be a symbol of the rich spiritual heritage of Thailand. As a bridge between the mortal and spiritual realms, it holds a special place in the hearts of spiritual seekers. However, those who engage with panning must do so with the highest regard for cultural, ethical, and legal considerations. The pursuit of spiritual enlightenment through